Well, all right, all right. We are here now together celebrating Dr. Gina's radio chat. No, I'm very much in a celebratory mood today. I'm really feeling so grateful and so appreciative today. I don't know what today is, what it means in the spirit realm, but I know that we're supposed to operate on earth as it is in heaven and give God glory every single day. We are supposed to just thank him, praise him, and put him first and foremost before anything and all things. And so that's what I'm just feeling very celebratory today, that I can actually do that. I mean, I have matured. Thank God for his hands being upon me to be able to do this. So I'm very grateful today. How about that? Let's celebrate being grateful today. Today in Washington, D.C., I'm truly grateful. I'm so grateful that it's beautiful outside, mostly sunny. 37 degrees, and our high is going to be 43 degrees. Very windy later. I hope not like the winds before. That was something. Detroit, Michigan, you are cloudy at 27 degrees. Your high is going to be 37 degrees. You got some sunshine coming, though. Richmond, Virginia, you are 38 degrees and sunny, and you got some of our wind coming to you. 44 is going to be your high. Jacksonville, Florida, 53 degrees and sunny today. Your high is going to be 63 degrees. I want to send a shout out to a dear friend, Kevin Jackson. He was in a car accident. Please, prayer warriors, lift him up in prayer. It was a pretty intense accident. So I want to lift him up in prayer and just thank God right now for his healing and his deliverance and his freedom from all hurt and pain in the name of Jesus. So if you came in agreement with that, God bless you. Dallas, it is 52 degrees and your high is going to be 68 and sunny. London, I'm coming to see you in 2018. And that is a fact, Jack. It's sunny and 55 degrees right now. And guess what? As usual, that is your high all day. Los Angeles, mostly sunny right now, 55 degrees, and your high is 62. All right, listen, I can go on and on with Atlanta and Augusta, Georgia, Columbia, South Carolina. I love you guys so much. Savannah, Georgia, Charleston, Orlando, Florida. All right, I got love for you guys, Miami, and so on and so forth. You know I love you guys. All right, listen, I got a word of encouragement for you today. Have you ever felt out of control? I know that I have. Okay. When this happens, we have to run to the one who is in control. God is always in control, no matter what traumatic situations we're in, no matter what the kids are doing or not doing, no matter what your health, God is in control. We must put our complete faith in him. He has a way of escape. Do you believe that today? I do believe that. The hardest part is just actually submitting to that. Whenever we hear something, our emotions just immediately take over instead of us. And we got to mature and grow in that strength of authority and understanding of who we serve, but mostly who dwells within us, who we are. And we cannot be moved. We shall not be moved. And God has a solution. He always has a plan. Whatever has happened, God knew it before it happened. He is waiting for you and I to surrender and realize that we need him. We need him to lead us out of all the messes. He has got the answer. Think of it this way. The devil wants you to, and I, to be in emotional bondage, but God wants us to be free. How can we be free when hearing a bad report? Trust God. Place him before that situation, knowing his name is above every name. His name is above the name sickness. His name is the name above disappointment. He is above it all. Seek him first. And everything, seek him before you decide to do or say or go anywhere or anything. He is your answer and your peace. It is he who will give you rest. He is in control. He knew what would happen before it happened. He knew it would be said before it was said. He knew they would leave before they left. So stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He's got us. He's in control. So you don't have to be in control. Give it to him. So this is just the word for the day. I want you to be encouraged today that even though it's very challenging, things are very challenging right now for a lot of people, you know, God is still in control. A lot of people say, well, how could he let this happen? You know, I know when the 9/11 incident happened, what kind of God would allow something like this to happen? Well, in the Bible, it promised that there would be wars and enemies coming, nations against nations and, you know, sons against fathers and mother, daughters against mothers. I mean, so many things. It would be a divide. It would be chaotic in the land. And so we have to understand that these are promises and these are signs. These are the signs that he is coming back for us. So when we're in the midst of this as believers, we have to understand kingdom things. And I think about Jesus, you know, when he was in Gethsemane, he prayed and asked that his that God's will be done, that may his will be done and not his. And he prayed for a change of heart, a change of mind. And I'm paraphrasing, but it's the same thing. He went along with his process and what he was created to do on this earth, God in the flesh, so God's glory and divine purpose can be fulfilled, which is the fact that this lamb was sacrificed for us to be healed and set free, for us to have a relationship with God and all of that. So when these things are happening, we have to be kingdom minded, just like Jesus was. He was kingdom minded. He had a kingdom agenda, and this is just the way it is. And so I want to encourage you that if you don't really understand the things of God, you must read the word of God. If you don't understand, he said, our ways are not his ways and our thoughts are not his thoughts. So for us to come into an agreement with him, we have to learn to read his word and listen to him. Okay. So this is the impartation that we need to connect with him. So we will be operating, living, and moving and having our being by his spirit. So I just wanted to encourage you about that and let you know that God loves you. And despite what it is that you're going through, he's right there with you. He's with you through your transition. He's right there with you through the traumatic situation. He's there with you when you don't understand. He's there. And guess what? He has an answer for you. So this is another way that he's drawing you closer to him, because when you are weak, he is strong. When you don't have any more answers, he does. When you don't know which way to go, he does. So this is a way of him drawing you closer to him. And is everything is in season and everything is in its time. And believe me, everything that is going on with you, he knows it all. He knew it before you were even born, before he even created you. He already knew the thoughts and plans that he had towards you. Okay. All right. So anyway, we're going to take a commercial break. I hope this blessed somebody. We're going to take a commercial break and then we're going to get on with the show. I'm so excited. All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to...
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
What's up, everybody? This is Tracrae.
And this is Adrian.
And we are Last Call. You're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So keep it locked.
All right, so we are back. Okay, so today we are so excited to have Tony Marshall, and we got Ja'Kalyn Carr and Gina G, and our financial specialist, we have Jeffrey Hill today. Oh man, we got a show for you today. But before we go on, I wanted to just talk to you about, just, you know, talk about my son turning 13 last Friday. My son turned 13 last Friday, and I had a moment. I mean, it's just really interesting to me how our children grow so fast. I just remember so when he was like 6 months old and, you know, kind of trying to, I think he was crawling around that time. And I was like, oh God, you know, as much as I'm excited about seeing him, you know, walking and crawling and teeth, you know, growing in and everything, I really, really, really did not. And I mean, did not want the time to go by so fast. I wanted to capture every moment of his life because time go by so fast. And you know what? These kids, they grow so fast. And it's just so, before you know it, like, you know, you got new memories overlapping the old memories. And then you got to really take your time and think back at, you know, and try to remember what was his favorite food and what was his favorite show that he watched and, you know, what was his favorite clothing article. And it's just, oh my God. And just to have him turn, you know, 13 is such a, you know, a monumental year for any child. And it just, you know, I got 5 more years with the boy. Five more years, and he's going to be going to college, y'all. So it's just, you know, I guess it's just one of those things. You look at the fact that 13 years went by so fast. Jeez, oh, peace. 5 more years is going to go even faster. So I don't know. Just embrace your children. Bless them. Just love on them. Listen to them, you know, listen to them and watch them grow and grow with them. That's the thing that I can tell you. You have to grow with them. You can't treat them at 13 like they're 6 and 8 and 9 and 10 or even 12 for that matter. I tell you, I think the moment that the clock struck midnight and he was 13, I think he turned into a teenager just like that. I had to tell him, I said, listen, I mean, it's not an act. It's a way. It's just a being. It's a lifestyle. So you can choose how you want to live. You can choose to communicate and let me understand you. Let me help you as much as I can, guide you, lead you, you know, pray, or you can act funky, you know, like it's either one. And acting funky with me is just not going to work. So he chose to communicate, and we're going to see how long this lasts. I'm going to keep reminding him, you know, you don't have to act like a certain way, you know. It's not a way of acting. It's an age, and you can be mature and you can be still, you know, polite and well-mannered and very, you know, sociable and things like that, you know? Anyway, but I just wanted to share that. Love on your kids. All right, Gina G, what's going on, girl?
Oh, good morning. There is so much going on. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know.
Tell us some of the Trinity.
You know, we have the death of Craig Mack.
Yeah.
Who is, oh my gosh, an icon. He had the hit song in 1994, Flavor in Your Ear. Come on, people. Here comes a brand new Flavor in Your Ear. Hey, we all know that song. It was the only song that he had really that went Grammy nominated because he kind of got overshadowed by Biggie. Everybody know that Biggie Smalls came under, you know, right up under him. So he kind of got overshadowed, but he died on Monday in a hospital near his home in Waterboro, South Carolina, of heart failure. He was only 46 years old. Only 46 years old. He leaves behind a wife and 2 adult children. But the good news is he had turned his life over to Christ.
Yeah, I remember that.
He had been living religiously for the last couple of months of his life. Now, people are going to say all kind of things. You know, they were saying that it was a cult and, honey, it was a whole bunch of stuff going on. But who are we to judge what that meant, his relationship with God? That's not me. All I know is he had that hit song that they could still play today, and I would get to jamming, okay?
Craig Mack, I know that's
rest
right.
In peace. We also had, I don't know if you guys remember, there was a charge between that young roommate, the white roommate that was doing, you know, disgusting, horrible things to her black roommate, you know, like putting her toothbrush, you know, in her behind and using, you know, using her tampons and things. I don't know if you guys remember that. But the young lady,
that is so gross.
No criminal act. Yes. She got charged with no criminal, she got no criminal charges. She only got 200 hours in community service.
Oh, wow. That's it.
But making that little girl suffer through, you know, through months, and, you know, she got sick and all kind of things, and they said it was a racial issue. You know, she was like, I'm glad I got the black Barbie out of the, you know, all these things, and they just dismissed it. The girl got 200 hours of community service. That's it. So
wow.
Something is wrong with the justice system, and we need to get it together. You know, we had a Democratic for Congress, the guy that ran for Congress, Lamb, in Pennsylvania Congress, is a Democrat. So the same people that voted for Trump, they want to change. So they voted the Democratic Party, Lamb, yesterday, last night. Also today, we have 3,100 students walked out of class around the country in support of gun violence. These kids are tired of being in school, scared, anxious, nervous, wondering if their school is going to be the next school to get shot up. So right now today, all across the country, from the 10 o'clock hour to the 11 o'clock hour, these kids are walking out of school. Some of them are getting, you know, detention for this. Some schools are, of course, you know, supporting the act. But, I mean, if you turn on any news station at this moment, you will see thousands, hundreds of thousands of kids all over the country walking out. They are sick of this. They're sick of the gun laws. They're sick of, you know, no background checks. That young man got a semi-automatic weapon and was able to kill 17 students. You know what I mean? So today marks the 2-week anniversary, and these kids, I mean, this generation, as much as we have, you know, the music and you know, I heard you guys speaking about the teenagers, as much as we got all the bad things going on with them in the generation, we also have a nice chunk of children that are ready for change, that are ready to, you know, quit the smoking epidemic, quit the gun epidemic. So I'm just proud. I have a 12-year-old, and I am just totally excited about this generation and what they're doing. So that's the Trinity I got, honey, because I just want to spread the good news today. I don't even want to spread none of this nonsense because it's Wednesday. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, we going to send the positivity. Hey, this is your girl, Trinity, with all the positive trending tea today.
Absolutely. And you know what? And I was just talking about, I was just talking to the listeners about Emmanuel turning 13. And then you said your son was 12, and then all of this stuff that's going on with these kids and stuff. It's mm-hmm. just really, it's really something, you know, the whole thing. I mean, it's just unfortunate. It really is. It's unfortunate that they have to grow up in a time like this. And that's why it's so important to instill, you know, God into them, you know, train them up in kingdom, you know, kingdom, gotta be kingdom. You gotta think kingdom. You gotta live kingdom. You gotta be kingdom. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the only way. And I think that, you know, by them getting that they will understand God, because they're unfiltered, you know, they're no, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, this is an opportunity for him to really train them, groom them. Mm-hmm. Yes. And if we send them to him, he's able to do that. Because my son can see things and he can discern things, girl. He'll tell you in a minute. And I'm like, man, for real? Like, does it have to? Oh, God.
Their minds are pure. Yes, they'll tell you in a minute, nope, I don't like him. What's wrong with your friend, mama? You know, wasn't that the same person that you said was talking about you last? Why are you talking to them? You know, for my son to tell me, why are you listening to that when I know they did you? You know, and it's just like, what? You know, you giving me advice? You know, and these kids, they are so bright. And they're not ours. God didn't give them to us. They're his. All we're supposed to do is watch over them and you know, make sure, like you said, that they know him. But they're not ours. We can't make them do what we want them, you know, be the stars that we want them to be or be doctors. You know, we can't force them to be what we thought that we want. You know, people living their dreams through their kids and making them do dance classes and football, basketball, you know, things that they wanted to do. But these kids, you know, they're not ours. They're God's. And we have to remember that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, well, we're getting ready to take a commercial break, and we will be right back here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, I'm Robin Givens with the play Mama's Boy. Thank you for listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, so we are back, and we got my, oh my God, I love this girl. She's like a little sister to me. She's so powerful. She's almost like a big sister. Ja'Kalyn Carr, how are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Girl, I'm so excited about every single thing that's going on with you. You have been with on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat a few times now, and I'm telling you, the growth is just simply amazing at what God is doing in your life. And I got to tell the listeners before I ask you the question, when I saw her last week, we had brunch, and I had to run off, but when I got to see her, I said, oh my gosh, she is just maturing and growing and everything, and good Lord, just a powerhouse. And just so glad that you can come on and share with the rest of the listeners all over the world just what God is doing. You have a new book out and a new project out. Please tell us about all of that. And I heard a sample of it, and so I just want to know, tell you, it is amazing. Tell us about the book.
Absolutely. Well, I travel the world, and I begin to hear the testimonies of so many people, and it seems as though they were allowing their situations to win over them when it's supposed to be the other way around. And so I wanted to seek God on what message it is that he needed for me to release to his people, and he said, you will win. And so in the entire message, I want to get people to really understand who they are as champions that God has created them to be. You don't have to become a winner. You were born a winner. And so in this book, I give you information on how you can win, you know, because so many times many of us, we know by now that we're winners, but very few of us know how to live the life of a winner. So in this book, I give you information that you can apply to just about any situation in your life that will cause you to win. And so one thing you have to understand, and one of my favorite chapters is patience to win. A lot of times you see, when you look upon successful people, you see where they are now, you see their results, but you never see what they had to go through in order to get to where they are on today, and the patience they had to have to go through what they went through, you know. So that there just help us to understand that there are certain things that God purposely will cause us to go through, but it's only shaping us, it's only equipping us, that way when we do get to that place of success, we know how to handle it better, and we won't lose that place. And so another one of my favorite chapters is Structures to Win, understanding that if you never think beyond where you are, you will never go beyond where you are. So there's so much all within this one book that'll really teach you how to win in just about every area of your life. And again, the name of it is You Will Win.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it, Ja'Kalyn. And then the project, I got to hear just a sample of it on Praise 104.1. And Cheryl Jackson played a sample of something. You had a choir behind the song. And I'm like, what's the name of that song? What's the name of it?
It may have been It's Yours.
Yes, It's Yours. That's right. Oh, my gosh. I love it. You know what? And I noticed that you have some guests on your project. Who are some of the guests that you have on this project with you?
I have Donald Lawrence on this, In This Atmosphere. And that's the Luke 6:38 song. It's for good measure. Ooh. For it now, together. and over your man given to your bosom, and later on into the song, you hear me saying, "I want a Peter in the boat experience," where
yes!
he just told Peter to cast his net into the sea, and he received an abundance. So we're declaring, "I want a boat sinking, net breaking, record breaking harvest." And not only is it in my atmosphere, but it's in my house, it's in your house, it's in our house. And so that's what that song is declaring. Then I featured Nariah again on this album, My Gospel Sister on Gonna Be Great, and a few of my background singers on the album. So yeah, it was just an amazing experience recording this album. It's a live album.
I know, and you know what? It's just so, it's a live album, but I mean, I'm just telling you, you can just tell that it's catching and it's moving, and you're picking up people along the way as you're going and all of that. It's just so amazing. I'm telling you, I'm excited about this. I'm excited about the book and the project. And I'm also, I want to just tap into what you had said as far as us being impatient, or, you know, just not realizing that God knows everything that we go through. A lot of times people really don't understand that God is in control no matter what, because he knew that you were going to go through these situations, right? And it's just, you know, we're such an impatient people. And I was just saying this in front of the show. I was saying how God is in control, so we don't have to be. All we have to do is surrender it to him, and we don't have to. What he wants us to do is get to a place that we do not have to to move, to do anything, to act on anything. Even though we get a bad report, he wants us to be trained to where we first look to him. You know what I mean? Like, we first, instead of going into our emotions, just go to him. And I know that's hard. It's hard, isn't it, Jacqueline?
Yes, it is. Hey, but look, you gotta get through it.
we gotta get it. And I know, and we can relate to all of that. And I want the listeners to know that, even though, you know, it may seem like, you know, we know more, God's given us more revelation, we've still gone through the process. We're still going through the process. So we're picking up all of this stuff and releasing it as we go. And I'm just so glad that God is ministering. It's an echo, you know. And so you got to get the book, and you got to get the project. You got to get the CD. You can get it anywhere music is sold, right, Jacqueline? Everywhere at this point.
Yes, absolutely. You can get on iTunes, the album, of course, on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, as well as on Walmart, Target, and Best Buy, and you can get the book on Amazon.com as well as Barnes & Noble.
Yes, you got to get it if you want to win. I know that's right. And this is the
yes.
Impartation. It'll be the impartation to feed your soul to be a winner. This is what it's all about. You have to feed your soul this all of this content so you can walk in your days and on your journey as a winner. Well, Jacqueline Carr, I'm so glad that you came and told us all about your book. You got to go get your copy, guys. Go and get it right now on Amazon. You don't even have to leave. You can just go on a computer right now, order it right now, and have it sent to you, and you would not miss one beat of anything that God is doing, because God is moving. Jacqueline Carr, where can everybody follow you?
You can follow me on all of my social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, which is under my name, at Jacqueline Carr, JekaAlynCarr. And be on the lookout, because this year I am doing my first You Will Win conference, June 21st through June 22nd. And early registration is going on now for the daily classes at youwillwin.org. And then the nightly services are free and open to the public. And I'm just excited, because in this conference, I want to teach people how to live a well-rounded, winning life. I don't believe that you're supposed to win in one area and you're losing in the rest. So I'm bringing in different speakers to teach you how to win in so many different areas. And so, again, this is going to be an amazing experience, June 21st to June 22nd in South Haven, Mississippi, right outside of Memphis, Tennessee. So those of you who want to take a trip to come down and win even more, you can do that. Again, log on to youwillwin.org.
Okay, now who's some of the speakers? Can you leak some of that information out, Jacqueline?
Right now, I can't, but I will tell you that details are definitely coming soon. I will be posting about them very shortly.
Okay. Well, listen, we done got the business out of the way. I just got to ask. I hope you don't mind, because I know you're a very attractive young lady. A lot of young fellas out here. I know they trying to holler at you, girl. How you fighting them off, girl? Are you fighting them off, or are you dating? She saw you with no makeup on. Fresh girl. Child, you don't even know. I saw her. She was just absolutely gorgeous. Okay, so now tell us about that. Give us the tickle on that.
Yeah, well, I'm used to it by now. It's something that happens every week everywhere I go. So for me, it's kind of like,
Gina,
you know,
Gina,
so
you hear that?
That's why I like shine away from it. And I'm like, God, when you do send the right one, now I'm not saying you got to turn back the time like you did for Hezekiah, but
I
you got to do
right.
something to let me know that this is the one, you know. Well, I know
that's
for sure. So.
I know that's right. Gina, did you have anything you wanted to ask to Kayla before she go?
Chad, was she beating them off left and right? Let me. Well, you are a very strong woman. You are a very strong woman. But I just want to thank you this morning for just reminding me as well that I am already a winner, that I have already won.
Yes.
I just need to continue in the walk. So sometimes it gets hard on people because, you know, you work so hard for something and it doesn't work. And like you said, it's not your way, it's his way. So that really encouraged me this morning. So I don't really have a question. I just want to say thank you. And I'm talking about any of them brothers that you shine off. Give them some emails and pass them on. Stop just letting them walk in the wind, girl.
Listen, I'm praying the same prayer, Ja'Kaylin. Let me tell you what. So listen, I mean, I only want the best thing that God has, I tell you. And I mean, that's the best way to go. So girl, I love your powerful girliness. You just go on and keep on rocking on. And I'm so excited to keep seeing what God is doing in your life and how he's just so just laying you out just to for everybody, like a cloth over the nations, girl. You just like a cloth of anointing over the nations. And I just thank God for you. And I just pray for even multiple youth and, you know, even younger than you and just around your age, I mean, just the generation that you're in, that they, you know, grasp all of the message and, you know that they're a powerful source against the adversary and that will be their confidence and their source, that God is with them and that they can do all things through Christ. So you, girl, you just go on and just keep on being dope. I love you and you are awesome and you rock. All right, Ja'Kaylin Carr, again, where can they follow you at? Because I know they got excited now. Some of them guys over in London might be trying to hit you up right now.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook is under my name at Ja'Kaylin Carr, Jekaylincarr.
And Alan, listen, I'm talking to your manager. Alan, listen, we're not gonna let nobody get to her. We're gonna be the bulldogs to keep them off of her, okay? All right, Ja'Kaylin. We love you.
Yes.
Until next time, okay?
All right, love you too.
Oh, listen, do me a favor. Can you do a drop with your book information on there? So every time we run your drop, your book information will be on there. Let Doug get that from you before you hang up, okay?
All right.
All right, hon. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
You too. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Now we're getting ready to transition right over to Javon Inman. We got his song. We're going to play it right now so you can hear what's going on. Love covers. First, you became a winner with Ja'Kaylin Carr and Jesus. And now you're about to know God's love with love covers with Javon Inman. Okay. Let's listen to his track right now.
These are my brothers.
Your love covers a multitude of sins, and it looks beyond all that I did. Your love covers me. Your love doesn't keep records of faults and doesn't condemn when I fall. Your love covers me. It covers the ugly parts of me. Turns ashes to beauty. faces that died. Your love covers and makes everything alright.
Your love
drips from your veins for the lost, when it should have been me on that cross. But your love covered me.
Covers, Javon Inman, what's going on with Love Covers? Tell us all about that.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I cannot wait to tell you about Love Covers, but first I have to tell you, I so love your spirit. Oh my gosh. I just sent Apostle Howard a text message. I said, I so love her spirit, and I haven't even said one word to her.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And that is the truth. That is the absolute truth. So Love Covers was inspired by 1 Peter 4:8 that says love covers a multitude of sins. And what happened was I began to look all around me and the society and the people that I'm in contact with, and I found that there are so many of us who are living these condemned lives because of what we did last year and what we did 20 years ago, and we're living beneath this grace line, and God is trying to say, what my son did on the cross covers what you're currently allowing yourself to be tormented with. And so that was the basis with Love Covers, the single, and it actually features Music Society as a great band of worshipers and other recording artists that I wanted to feature on the song, who also had great testimonies of victory, of overcoming what the enemy was doing in their lives. So that's the song.
Oh, wow. That, you know what? And we need that so bad, Javon. We need that. We need to know that love, God's love, God is love, and that he covers all.
Yes,
this
ma'am.
Is just such the topic for the day, that he's really in control.
Yes,
and he covers everything. He's got us, our front and our back. Oh, my gosh. So this is amazing.
Yes.
So how long have you been in, you know, writing music, singing music? When did you know that you had this gift?
Well, I grew up in the Church of God in Christ all my life, and I've been singing since I was 4. And I strayed off the beaten path a little bit, and I joined an R&B group. And I'm so not going to tell you what the name of that group was, because it's
okay.
Not the Lord. And we move right along, and bless him. And I did that for a little while. And we, you know, we garnered some, you know, some pretty great success here in the D.C. metro area. We went to the Apollo, and we had a great time. And probably I was about 16, like I said, when I wrote my first song, and I've just been writing and writing and just seeking God's face. And the turning point for me was when I heard Kirk Franklin's song, The Storm Is Over. And that
Ooh.
Moment following Easter Resurrection Sunday, I rededicated my life to the Lord and have been going for Jesus ever since, you know, because many of us, you know, being raised in church, but we're not always allowing church to be within us. And so I'm just, you know, enjoying the journey. It has been a journey, I will tell you that, but enjoying it nonetheless.
I know. That is amazing. You're in Washington, D.C. Are you here right now in Washington, D.C.?
Yes, I am, ma'am. Yes, I am. Yes.
Oh, wow. I live in D.C., Javon.
Oh, praise God. Praise God.
Yes.
Yeah, I grew up in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And
okay.
I live in Upper Marlboro, Maryland right now. I was, after my wife and I got married, been married for, it'll be 17 years in August. We have two boys.
Congratulations.
And thank you. Yes, yes. And my 14-year-old who keeps me on my toes, and he tries all of my Jesus. He does. He does. But I love him. And my 11-year-old. And
that's the same
as a moved.
Teenager. You gotta remind yourself that you love your child. And when they become a teenager, God
listen,
almighty.
listen here, because the law says we're not allowed to leave them on 495. That's not God's will. He doesn't want us to do that. Okay? Let's be real,
Gina,
about it. Can we please?
Listen, Javon, Gina's laughing because we were just talking about our teenagers. I mean, God is so amazing. This thing just keeps on going from the beginning to the end. We're talking about kids and our teenagers. Listen, did you hear what he said, Gina?
He got to remind us.
It's not a game. It's not a game. And you can't tell them nothing, you know. You can't, and what's funny, I grew up with the belt. I grew up with the switch. I grew up with the extension cord. I grew up with the lampshade on your head. Okay?
Yeah, okay? And it's a different day. Line, like, out of nowhere. Like, I didn't even know you can swing that fast. I didn't even know. I didn't even get the blink, and I was smacked. I don't even know.
That's real. I remember one time, we are so not talking about music, but God is faithful anyway. But I remember one time we were going somewhere, and my mother turned into a lasty girl. Her arm went to the back, hit me, my brother, and my sister all at once. I said, how did her arm become like so flexible? I remember. But it's a different day and time.
Seen any of that. I think he might have got a spanking maybe 3 times in his whole 13 years of living. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's nothing like, we're so different as parents than the way, you know, of course, our parents was with us. This is the truth.
Ma'am.
But let me ask you something, Javon, because, you know, comedian Gina G, her son is 12. Her son just turned 12. My son just turned 13, and yours is 14. How in the when did it happen, and what was the first sign that the change had came? I mean, that's all I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. What happened?
I don't remember the exact time. I'm thinking it was probably around, he's 14 now, so I'm thinking it was probably around 11, 12, like right around the middle school years, because they are influenced by so much. They are influenced by what they see on TV, and then they go to school, and they are influenced by their friends, and my friends have this, and I can do this, and I have a voice. It was around middle school when I realized that I did not have that much patience, and I needed God to give me a little bit more. It was around that time. It was the mouth that I wanted to snatch, okay? And I said, you know what? Hold on. And so for me, but I thank God, and I tell people this, I thank God for every beating, every time that my mom and dad grounded me, every time that they took my toys away, I thank God for it now, because I would probably be in prison somewhere on drugs or something. Mm-hmm. So I thank God for it. And for me, I've got to remain consistent. And that's what I tell my wife. We've got to remain consistent, because the moment that we try to become their friend is the moment that we let our guards down and anything goes. And that's not God's will.
No, it's not. And that's the whole thing about the order of the household. We have to understand that our children is God, the husband, the wife, and the kids, and all
ma'am.
The animals is after that. Okay.
But, amen.
But,
amen.
You know, but that's the order of the household. Oh, and so a lot of times, you know, as mothers, I think we become so soft to our boys at times. You know, we don't want them to go through what we know that they have to go through sometimes, you know, for them to, you know, grow and become that man, you know, that they have to become. But again, you know, putting God first and really, you know, listening to your child. That's the thing. I got to listen to my son, because I need to know where he's coming from. If I just assume, I could be placing him somewhere that he's not, that he doesn't fit. You see what I mean? Because you can assume that this is going on, but that's not what's really going on. What's really going on, he's not expressing. And I want to be able to get to that. And I always tell him, I can't help you if you don't tell me. If you lie to me, I can't help you. If you got an attitude, I can't help you. I mean, I can either fix it or I can direct you. You know what I mean? But either way, you're going to get help instead of just sitting in that thing. Oh, this is so good. Somebody needed this. Somebody needed this. They got a teenager that's acting a fool right now. And they needed this.
Listen,
somebody's scared of their kids
right
now.
You ain't saying nothing but the truth. One of my colleagues, and this is the last thing I'm gonna say, one of my colleagues, I was walking to a building and she saw me, and she was telling me about her teenager. She said she woke up in the morning and she told her son, she said, son, it's time to get up. He said, I'm not going to school, idiot. He said, what? She said, he called me an idiot. I said, you're not on the 5 o'clock news right now. You're not in prison. I don't understand. Like, why? I can't. And are you a twin? I don't understand.
Call 911. You might as well just call them.
I mean, Lord have what mercy. In the world? Like, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. I wouldn't know none of y'all. We wouldn't be laughing had that been my child.
I wouldn't even be on this show. It would be no Gina nothing. It wouldn't be no Gina Press, nobody. I would be gone.
Nope.
I'm telling you, it's just so different.
The news report would be gospel artist goes bananas on his 14-year-old son. He snatches all his teeth out.
In the name of Jesus.
I mean, you gotta literally go. You gotta literally walk away and really say, "Jesus, help me!" Right? I mean, because it does. It gets that they do cut up. But listen, I love this. This is somebody really needed this about teenagers, and it just shows that we gotta really start. If we haven't been praying for our children, if you don't have any children, it's still, if you are a believer, you got to pray for the youth. You have to. You got neighbors. You got family members. You was a child. If somebody didn't pray for you, you wouldn't be where you are. So if you are a believer, even without children, you still have children because we are a part of a family. All right. So I got to go into this because Agape Arrows, tell us about that.
So my passion, my first love will always be worship. I'm a worshiper. But then about 2 years ago, I released a gospel love song entitled Beautiful Girl. And the song actually crossed over to the R&B charts, which was really awesome. And when it came time for the new project, I was like, wow, I don't know what to do. And I was talking to my wife. I was like, baby, I have such a huge passion for worship. That's me. I can't get away from it, even if I try.
Yeah.
But you've got this whole love piece, Javon. What are you going to do? I said, I don't know. I'm praying. I said, the industry, they make you want to pick what you need to do and the category and that. I said, but it's all gospel. It's all love. She said, baby, you got to follow your heart and do what God is telling you to do. And so for me, that's why the whole album cover, it's me standing on a bridge. It's me bridging the passion of worship unto the Lord and the passion of singing about love and relationships, because we don't hear enough about that in the pulpit. What we hear is how to shout. We hear how to tithe. We hear how to forgive. We don't hear enough about how to be a good husband, how to take care of my wife. How should the proper order be? What we're talking about here on the phone. We don't hear enough about that. So that was the merging of Agape and Eros.
Wow. And I love this because you got a group of friends. I'm reading in your bio. Shout out to Clifford and Dewan and Gary and Todd and CD and Darren and all of them, Steve, Rob,
yes,
Jermaine,
yes.
All of them make up for the Music Society. I mean, you just got a whole thing going on, and I think it's so important and imperative. And it just sounds like from your soul that you, I mean, from what I'm hearing, you know, because the Spirit connects with the Spirit of God. And so I'm just hearing just you have just learned God's grace and you know his love. And
yes,
that's the message that you have for him and for the people of God, and that you're imparting it to them. And also the transparency and the joy about
yes,
being a believer and a worshiper and a servant of God. I mean, this is you
yes,
don't have to be a stiff stick, you guys. You can have fun and laugh. You can enjoy and keep it real.
Amen.
And everybody has situations, and you heard him say that he goes to Jesus. He calls on his Father
yes,
for the strength to even
yes,
deal with people that's out of his control. He can't control,
yes,
you know, his teenager.
Yes.
I can't control my teenager. I can't control certain elements and things that happen. Gina G can't control certain elements. So we all got things that we have no control over. But guess what? God is still in control, and he loves,
yes,
and
he
covers all. Yes, this is it's great. And you know what, Javon, I have to say before Gina G say something to you, the next video you got, you better call me up because I'm going to be in it. Amen. I want to be in it. Look, I'm not being bossy. I'm just declaring in Jesus' name I'll be in it.
I got you.
Making an affirmation, okay?
I love y'all. Amen.
That thing is crazy. Gina.
All right, Gina, what's going on, girl?
Well, my question is going to be, and this is something that just came to me, so I don't know if the Lord is speaking, but Mr. Man, it sounds like you need to do some comedy yourself because you had me cracking up this morning on the truth, on the gospel. So you know what? You need to start finding you some shows or some money to get up there and make people laugh with God's word, because when you said you're not supposed to leave your child on the highway, that's not God. That is hilarious to me. So my question / comment is, when I'm going to find you at a comedy microphone?
Comedy club. You know, what's funny, you know, one of the things that I always live by is telling people to remember to laugh, remember to smile, remember to have joy, because life is so it's so interesting, for lack of a better word, at times. You have your ups and your downs, and sometimes you need a good laugh. And I remember my wife, she said, honey, on our wedding day, she asked me, can you please be serious? And the funny thing is, I was like in crazy worship mode. I cried the entire time, which was so funny. She thought something was wrong. She was like, oh, Lord, did he have a second thought? But I wasn't. I was just so grateful to have found the one the Lord had created for me. But I just love to laugh. I love crazy humor. Sometimes I'm like, Lord, I know I'm not supposed to laugh. I know I'm not supposed to say anything. So let me just quote Psalm 51 and keep it moving. But, you know, it's just, I love to laugh. I so love it.
Oh,
and I'm the kind of guy, I fall on the floor. And it's not a game. I'm one of those.
I need to take you on tour with me then, so you can be the front row. I need to take him with me.
I know, right? G is going to be in town for that comedy festival that's coming up. And I was thinking maybe we all could get together, me, you, your wife, and Gina G, and then we can, you know, take pictures, and she's going to be performing. Maybe we can let you know exactly when she's going to be performing, because she was voted number one female comic in Florida, and she's funny as I don't know what, too.
Please let me know when you're in town. I would love that. Please send that information to me. That would be great.
I'll give you 7.5% of my winnings, because I'm going to use that leaving your kid on the highway. Just so you know.
It's yours. Take it. You don't even got to quote me. I'm good.
Well, listen, tell everybody where they can follow you, and we're going to follow you so we can, you know, DM and inbox and all the information and all that, so we can keep in contact, because this is in April, right, Gina G? April the 13th or 14th,
yes.
You'll be here?
It's April the 10th through the 15th.
Okay. April, all right. So tell everybody where they can find you.
Well, they can check me out on my website, javoninman.com, nothing special, javoninman.com. And I'm on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the same thing, YouTube, Javon Inman. And they can purchase my music at iTunes, Amazon, all the major music download sites. And we'd love to connect, so please. I love connecting with people online.
Well, we're going to connect with you as soon as this show is over. Gina G probably connecting with you now, knowing her, because she can do all that at the same doggone time. I don't know how to do all of that. And she be laughing at me when I'm like, oh, Lord, the thing disappeared. I can't find it. She be laughing at me when I'm on my phone trying to send stuff. Anyway, listen, this has been so much fun. Javon, you are always welcome to come back. Anything you got going on, please call us, and you're more than welcome to come on, and you're family now. So Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, we love you, man.
Amen. Yeah. Love you all too. Let me tell you, y'all have so made my Wednesday so special. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
You have blessed us. Thank you so much.
You
all right, get in tune with Javon, leave a radio drop for me with Doug. Don't hang up before you do, okay?
Okay.
All right, go ahead and leave a radio drop with your music and information on there so people can hear it constantly when it's playing. All right, listen, Javon Emmons, I love him. Don't you, Gina G?
I love him, honey. I mean, I really do. Oh,
yes. He was funny. He was funny. That was right on time. We're talking about teenagers right today. Teenagers yep. today is kicking it off with Ja'Kalyn Carr and her winning, all of that. Okay, Jeff Hill. Oh, my God. We can't leave the show without getting financial five from Jeff Hill. Come on, Jeff Hill. What you got for us, man?
Okay, wait. Is it my turn? Is it me now? It's me?
Hey. Last but not least, we certainly
up,
not
ladies?
Forgot.
How are y'all?
We got to have you. All right, what's going on, Jeff? We good.
So this is Jeff Hill, Hill Financial Group, also known as the Financial Five. Again, 5 quick minutes of some great topics. And ladies, first of all, thank you for National Ladies Month, or I'm not sure the official title of that, but shout out to all the ladies out there. Have a ton of respect. Ladies make up 70% of the buying decisions inside of homes. And some of you ladies might even make up 100% because, you know, it's always, I was always told, what's his and mine is what's mine is mine, or something like that, however that goes. But again, so let's jump into it, guys. I want to talk about a concept called chunks of money. Okay, and here's what I mean by that. I'm pretty sure you guys have had a job in the past before, right? So think about it like this. If you left that job, whether you got fired, voluntarily left, or you just figured out it was time to move on, what did you take with you? Most people are taking their pictures off the wall, taking their coffee mugs, all your personal items, right? Mm-hmm. Well, why is it that every time we leave a job, we'll take all of that stuff, but we'll leave our 401k behind? And a lot of times people do that because they don't know their options. See, we've been taught to not touch the money. And again, there's a very strong case of why you don't want to cash the money. That's some of the most expensive money you can ever touch. But the chunks of money concept is, think about all those jobs that you had where you worked there 2 or 3 years or a year and a half or 5 years, and you just left because you was glad to get out there, and that 401k is still there. So you don't really have any control or any options over what happens within that money. So if that company wants to make a change to a different 401k or a different plan administrators, your money goes with them, right? So what I always recommend is go back to that timeline or that resume of jobs and figure out, where do you have those of money? Or maybe it's one of those things, you had an old savings that you switched banks and you forgot to turn that money out. It seems like some really no-brainer type stuff. Like, well, of course people are going to take their money, but guys, I cannot tell you how many times I've talked to people and they just have chunks of money laying around. So once you find it, now we got to figure out, well, what do we do with it, Jeff? Yeah, I called, you know, my old company and I had, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 laying there. What do I do with it? Well, you have a few options. Number one, you can say, all right, well, I have a new employer. I just want to roll that money over to my new 401k. You're perfectly well within your rights to do so. Or maybe you say, you know what? I've been hearing about putting money into an IRA. So you move your money there. Or if you're planning for the tax strategy idea, maybe you want to go ahead and convert money over to a Roth IRA. Now, I will say this. A Roth is considered after tax. So when you do that conversion, there will be some tax hits you might take in doing so, okay? So you just need to consult with your tax or your legal professional on what makes the most sense in doing so. And lastly, one of my favorites is moving into an account that's going to give you downside protection, okay? If you think about the 401k, it can only go up, it can go down, or it can stay the same. So here's a quick pop quiz, ladies. If you can remove any one of those arrows, up, down, or sideways, which one would you want to remove?
I don't know.
Teach!
Right? So she said sideways. Most people would want to remove the down arrow because you don't ever want your money to go down, right? As investors, we want our money always going up, right? Well, there are certain specialized accounts out there that can give you downside protection. So it's kind of like, would you be winning by not losing, right? I always say zero is your hero in these particular accounts because you're never at the disposal of losing your money versus just having it in the 401k. So there's a lot of great tools out there that people can use. You just got to get outside the box. You know, I'm a huge fan of coining the phrase retirement 2.0. Everywhere you look around you, you're seeing a 2.0 model. You got cars, cell phones, 2.0 this and that. But why isn't retirement taking the same path as the 2.0 model? Well, I'm designing that because I wholeheartedly believe that if you continue doing the exact same thing from a retirement standpoint that your parents and grandparents did, you're probably not going to make it because economically, we're not in the exact same position that they once were. So times have changed a lot. So you got to change your strategies up a lot. So that's what we do here at the Hill Financial Group, a wealth accumulation firm. And that is my quick financial five. But ladies, what questions do you have?
I'm good. That was fantastic.
Yeah, I know I'm going to eliminate down and go up. I know that much.
I want up. Right? I don't want down. No down for me.
Right.
All right.
So we got to find those chunks of money.
All right. Well, this was fantastic. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
Okay, go to the World Wide Web. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. If you're on Twitter and Instagram, it's Jeff HFG. So that stands for Jeff Hill Financial Group. If you go on Facebook, type in The Hill Financial Group. You'll see my picture there. And again, or you can go visit any of my web pages. I have a ton of them out there. One of them is insprofessionals.com/JL Hill, or you can do hillfinancialgroup.vfgpro.com. Put your information in there. I'll reach out to you guys. We can have a conversation. It doesn't cost you anything to talk. Okay. Again, my goal is to
figure out what we can do to help you out. That was great. Thank you so much, Jeff Hill. We love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until he comes back next month, listen, go and look up Gina G. Go look up Jeff Hill. Go look up me. Social media, Facebook, go there, everywhere. Listen, we run out of time. We got to go. Loving you. Live healthy. Live whole. We love you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy. Live whole. Living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina.